Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. We're well into the summer. Live concerts, free concerts, music to be found all over the place. And Greg's here to bring us up to date. And
I'm exhausted already.
We start in Woodstock tonight and tomorrow at Levon Helm Studios.
Yes, indeed. Fabulous, fabulous double bill. Actually, I'm not sure it's double bill. They might actually be playing together. It's Patty Griffin and Richard Thompson, which...
That's a fabulous double bill.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah, it really is just unbelievable. Unfortunately, both shows are sold out. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a way that you could get a ticket. I'm just saying you have to finagle your way in for this one. But that's tonight, tomorrow night at Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock. But Patty Griffin will also be playing on her own at Club Helsinki in Hudson on Thursday. So you have a chance to catch her. Richard Thompson won't be there, but Patty Griffin is well worth it. Fabulous Austin, Texas singer-songwriter. Most of the time, she's been through a number of times in recent years, mostly at the Egg, I think. So this is a really nice chance to catch her in a much more intimate place, Club Helsinki and or Levon Helm Studios. Anyway, here's a track from her 2013 album, Silver Bell. It's called Top of the World.
A whole lot of singing, still gonna be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word somehow.
Patty Griffin at the Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock tonight and tomorrow, and Club Helsinki in Hudson on Thursday, and at the Helm Studios, Richard Thompson as well. What a great show.
Oh.
J.D. McPherson is coming all over the place, actually.
Well, he's a regular now over in Troy at the hangar on the Hudson in Troy. He started out playing across the street at the smaller ale house, but soon that was too small for him, sold that out too quickly. They moved him over to the hangar on the Hudson. Last couple of times I think he's been in town, he's played two nights because I can't get them all into one night. And he's back again for another two-night stand at the hangar on the Hudson in Troy on Saturday and Sunday, July 21st and 22nd. Real old-school 50s-style rock and roll. I'm tempted to say rockabilly, but it's more than that. There's R&B and all sorts of stuff mixed in, but real old school rock and roll, fabulous singer, great songwriter. 2015 album, Let the Good Times Roll. This is You Must Have Met Little Caroline.
Well, if you heard like that, you must have met little Caroline.
J.D. McPherson, Let the Good Times Roll from the 2015 album. You have met Little Caroline. You must have met Little Caroline, of course, at the Hangar in Troy, also Club Helsinki in Hudson. And Los Lobos, a band that's been around for some time and still going strong.
Yeah, I mean, they are, I don't know, I think they might be my favorite rock and roll band in the world. Great, great band. And they've been together for a long time. David Hidalgo, Cesar Rosas, Luis Perez, Steve Berlin. The guys have really stuck together, never became big, big stars, but they sure do know how to rock and roll and a lot more besides. They're playing at the Cohoes Music Hall on Sunday, July 22nd. And local favorites, Hartley's Encore, will be opening the show. Just great. I can't say enough about Los Lobos. And this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. It's called The Valley from their 2006 album, The Town and the City.
In ancient times, to a place so far away, across the land where the earth was as tough as clay, looked at their hands, looked on.
Los Lobos at the Cohoes Music Hall on Sunday, July 22nd. And we have to, in terms of, disclosure and all that kind of thing, gotta adhere to those journalistic standards of disclosure.
Okay.
Greg Hames is in a band called Blotto. His name is Sarge. And a long, long time ago, Blotto opened for Blue Oyster Cult. And Blue Oyster Cult will be coming to the Empire State Plaza Wednesday, July 25th.
Well, actually, it wasn't all that long ago.
Well, okay,
don't make me feel that old. But, I mean, yes, we toured with them for a bit in the 80s. But actually, we played with them at Alive at 5 just 3 summers ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right.
So I don't feel that old. But it's Blue Oyster Cult. And we're halfway through the summer, and you're probably feeling the pinch in your wallet. So go out and catch a free show like Blue Oyster Cult. They're playing the Capitol Concert Series at the Empire State Plaza on Wednesday, July 25th. You know them. You love them. The Thinking Man's heavy metal band. They've been, well, I think it was more than 50 years ago Soft White Underbelly started.
Mm-hmm.
The two main guys, Buck Dharma on guitar and Eric Bloom on vocals, are still with them, been with them since the start and still rocking. The thing I love about Blue Oyster Cult is they've got a great bunch of people they've co-written songs with. A number of songs with Patti Smith. Then like more mainstream rockers like 80s Aldo Nova. And then Jim Carroll. And even Broadway Blotto. So, you know, not to mention Michael Moorcock, science fiction writer. And music critic Richard Meltzer. Great bunch of stuff. It's hard for me to pick one of my faves, but I went with the old standby, Godzilla from 1977's classic Spectres album.
That's Godzilla from Blue Oyster Cult, and if you keep your fingers crossed, maybe they'll play my favorite, Joan Crawford Has Risen from the Grave. Strangest song ever put down on vinyl. And we wrap it up with another classic band, Blondie, one way or another.
Yeah, we're back into the 70s again. Blondie's still kicking, and they have maintained their core lineup pretty well over the years as well. Chris Stein still on guitar. Monster drummer Clem Burke is behind the kit. And, of course, Deborah Harry at the microphone. You can't be Blondie without Debbie Harry. So she's got to be there. And they're playing outdoors at Joe's Field at Mass Mocha in North Adams.
August 3rd.
August 3rd. The Friday night, August 3rd. Right. And the kids are going to be opening that show. They've got, got a long list of classics. A lot of people think of them as really a new wave band, but they sort of introduced the mainstream to a lot of other, rap and reggae and disco. They were pretty pioneering for their time, I'd say. So they went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, and they're coming to Mass Mocha this beginning of next month. And if you can't get there, you can also catch them on opening day at the New York State Fair in Syracuse on Wednesday, August 22nd. So you got a chance if you're on vacation that week and you're not going to be around. Anyway, Blondie, rocking One Way or Another from their 1978 album, Parallel Lines.
Blondie at the Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, Friday, August the 3rd. And Greg Hames, it's been a busy summer. I'm sure you're going to be seeing a lot more shows. Take time out in August and stop by again.
I'm exhausted from just thinking about it, but I'll be back, Brian, I promise.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Thank you.